It is the WEBO Morning Show, 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. And joining us in the studio this morning is Mandy Neera. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're very good, thank you. We're glad to have you here. We're going to get right to it, Lou.
We're gonna open the door.
Of all the places you could be and advertise your new business, we thank you for choosing us and giving us the hardest job ever. How do we pronounce the name of your new store?
It is pronounced Hooga. Phonetically, H-U-E-G-A-H.
Hooga. Hooga Homes.
Yes.
Well, Hooga Home, right?
Yeah, just tell one.
Tell us all about this deal here. Because you're new, you're on Front Street, you're in a very high-profile location, the new building.
Yeah, Gateway Owego is where it's at.
Lou can no longer call it the hole.
No, it's no longer the hole.
It is anything
or the
but
gap.
Far from it. I mean, it's the newest building in Tioga County, and certainly the newest building here in downtown Owego, and it's beautiful.
So what when I walk through the door at Hooga,
you got it.
What am I gonna experience? What am I gonna see?
Well, exactly what I want to make of this. It's an experience when you walk in the door.
Uh-huh.
The aroma, I have some really pleasant aromatherapy going on. Hopefully you notice the blankets and the pillows or that cozy home feeling. And all the lighting really gives you a sense of warmth and comfort.
It's like a home decorating
It's not a store.
It's not a store. It's an experience.
It's almost like a little bit of life coaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
self care. We call it self care in the Hooga world.
This is what your home
Hooga,
should be.
Is Hooga something?
Hooga is more than it's a feeling, more than a thing. The Danish have coined the term.
Okay.
And it's about just kind of being at peace and enjoying the simple things in life.
Now, I heard you in conversation prior to our meeting here today. You were talking to someone, and you were, what'd you say? You were developing an aroma.
Oh, yes. My secret sauce.
There has to be, that's part of the experience, the sensation, the relaxation, the comfortable feeling, so that when we walk in your store, we'll say,
Yes.
That smells nice.
Yes.
What is it? And can I get it here? Or is it, you know, trademark? Is it the secret? I have to shoot you if I tell you type of thing.
Well, currently right now I'm playing with some different essential oils, and that's really what it is. It's a diffuser, and it's how the scents are mixed together to create the smell. So I'm in development right now trying to create that scent and bottle it.
So that people will always remember where that came from and they'll come back.
Yes, that's the idea.
Okay.
These oils are all the rage now, Lou, and diffusers and all that. But it's the aromatherapy, but it's not, you're not an aromatherapy shop. It's aromatherapy, but it's all the stuff. I mean, it's.
Yes, that's just one part of it.
Fuzzy, furry things, comfort home type things.
Right? Exactly.
So, tell us about that. So what kinds of things do you have in the.
So Hooga is all about creating a space in your home that you can just go to and either read a book. Definitely get rid of the electronics, journal, write a handwritten letter, or play a game with your family and friends. It's just about kind of being at peace and enjoying just the very simple company of others or that downtime that everybody needs.
It's taken the den back from the electronic age.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the space. It's not your home office.
No,
it's not your television room. It's not your gaming room. It's your room, your space, your home.
So there's a little corner in the store that I try to create that vision of a comfortable chair with a blanket and pillows next to a fireplace. So it's bringing basically all the elements of Hooga together.
That's healthy
neat concept. It is. And with all the crazy stuff and all the he said who to what to whatever, and all the Facebook, social media, and all the electronic, and the screens, and the whatever.
Yeah.
You kind of have to get back to basics, and you kind of have to recenter yourself.
Can you imagine?
So you don't go crazy.
You imagine, now, here you are. You've got four children
mm-hmm.
and a wife.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about the dogs.
And the dogs. And, you know, to go into, to have a place where the six of you could just go and sit.
Right.
And talk.
Without the electronics.
Without the interruption, like, you know, of the outside.
And be a family.
A family. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it. Great concept. So you're on Front Street in Owego.
Yes.
You're in Bruce Nelson's new, what do we call it?
We're calling it Gateway Owego.
Mm-hmm. Nice new building.
Beautiful spot.
You're like the first place to move right in. You're open. You got great neighbors between the cellar and Las Chicas. You got like some of the best food in town right there. And
high profile.
You're in a prime spot.
Mandy, when are you open?
We are open Wednesday through Sundays. Extended hours for the holidays right now. Wednesdays 12 to 6. Thursday 10 to 7. I believe all the WeGo businesses are staying open late through the holidays till 7 p.m. Saturday and Sundays 10 to 6. And Sunday, oh, I said that already. Sundays 11 to 4.
So a person, excuse me, a potential customer or a customer can come in there and get kind of a consult too, right? Talk to me about how I can make my house a better place with these kind of things.
Absolutely. Who goes about the tranquility and the very calming colors? So a lot of people come in and say, oh, you only have gray and tan and taupe colors. Well, I can, if you want something different, I can certainly get that for you if you want to bring some other colors into your space. But the main concept of Huga is to have that very peaceful feeling without a lot of vibrancy and kind of the bright rainbow colors.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting stuff. It's crazy.
It's soothing just to talk about.
And like, it smells good.
Just to stop and think about the concept. Yeah.
I can almost, yeah. You know, it's wafting in the air.
Yes. So where can we get more information about you?
Well, I have, I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Yelp. I also have an email right now, hugahome239@gmail.com. My website's currently under development, but I'd rather see your pretty faces if you just come down and say hi to me.
So maybe you got a room or a space or a corner of the house or a bedroom or something that needs a bit of an overhaul, some space that you need to make yours. This would be
the
place to start.
It doesn't have to be a big space, does it?
No.
Just a corner of a room.
A corner in a room that you can pull a cozy chair in, put some blankets and pillows on, light a candle, bring in some greenery. That's all about just that little. You don't need a big space. It's just about recreating maybe what you already have with a few new elements.
I like it because it's a space for you.
Small victories, Lou. Huh? Small victories. Start with a corner and let it take
That's
over
right.
the whole house.
You don't
change
need a,
your life.
You don't need a whole man cave. Just a corner.
Yeah, but if I don't set my sights on an entire cave, I won't get a corner.
Oh, true. True. Start
big. You gotta aim big. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm lucky to have a chair to sit in. Great. Well, thank you, Mandy, for coming in. Congratulations on Huga Home, Front Street in Owego. I knew that this was going to be a lesson for us, Lou. You know, spelling doesn't count in radio, but pronunciation does. And Mandy's got like the big test of the morning right here. Like she starts the day off with a quiz.
With
how to pronounce
colors,
this.
With flying colors.
Huga. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in.
I, you know, the thing is, Dave, you go down to that store, we'd be asleep in the corner.
If Lou goes down to that store, when I come in Monday morning, there's going to be a wingback chair over here with like a...
That's right.
I'll come decorate it for you.
A little tree here.
And have a pallet glued to the wall and a bear rug in here. It's going to be all...
It's giving off a nice aroma, you know. A guy with a big feathered fan waving it over my head.
I'll know when Lou has been to your store because the studio will be completely overhauled. It'll be great. It'll be so peaceful. And our listeners will know, too. They go, what's going on with Dave and Lou today? They're all
and the day will say, now it's time for the weather. And they,
they're so chill.
Okay, they've been hooga-eyed.
They've been hoogad. Yeah. Thanks, Mandy. And congratulations
Thank
on your
you.
Business.
Thank you very much.